Blog Talk Radio.
Held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're putting ourselves together, we're polishing up our act. If you've never been held down before, I know you refuse to be held down anymore. Well,
don't you let nothing, nothing stand in your way. I want you to live from this.
To every word I say, every word I say,
ain't no stopping us now.
And if you're trying to make it, they only push you aside. They really don't have nowhere to go. Ask them where they're going, they don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're gonna put our show together, gonna polish up our act. Well, and if you've ever been held down before, I know you refuse to be held down anymore. Well,
don't you let nothing, nothing stand in your way. I want you to listen, listen.
Every word I say, every word I say.
No,
no.
on a pink Cadillac. I'm going to just get ready tonight. This is divine healing, divine deliverance. We're praying for the people of Haiti. One of the things happened, those people were sent back to Haiti. They didn't send the Mexican back. They didn't send nobody back but the blacks. And it just show you how low down that he is to race. I want you to read Psalms 105. Psalms also, I want you also to read these scriptures that we got because I want to bring your finance up. Psalms 91, 35, 37, and 109. I want you to read those Psalms to be a blessing to you tonight. I want you to get ready for a breakthrough. You're talking about money coming to you. Your money. Millionaire. Trillionaire. I want you to get ready. Because Abraham, when God called him to the ministry, Abraham was an old man. The Bible says he was 99 years old. But that didn't stop him. Massa Musa was the richest black man in the world, the richest man in the world, period. And ain't nobody never caught up with him. So we're going to talk about seed and reaping. You know, you seed and you reap your harvest. It's harvest time, Bright Star. Sister Walker, it's harvest time. And I want to tell you, Sister Hawkins, it's harvest time. Mother Duke, it's harvest time. I want you to get ready, Alina, it's harvest time. If you plant your seed, your harvest is going to come. Go to my website, theseedabrahamwebsite.com. This is Bishop X. Yeah, I had to change my name. So much going on, I had to change it from that European and that Bishop X. And we're praying for the, I want you to pray tonight for the Haitians. Pray for them tomorrow at 12. Pray for them tomorrow evening for the Haitian community. You know, who will send a person back to a burning house? House on fire, you're going to load a plane full of people, of children, and send them back and the house on fire. There's no running water in Haiti. No hospitals in Haiti. No homes in Haiti because the hurricane tore everything up. What kind of leadership you showing to send black folks back into a burning building? But you take white folks and set them up and send them all over the country. You know, I want to say the black politician had to say the word. I heard nothing from all the black. Maxine Waters was the only somebody. Still, where's the black men's at? Where's the black men that standing up ain't talking? Where's the football player, the basketball player? Where are all these rich black folks? You ask your pastor, if you got a pastor, will he adopt some of those Haitians and bring them to your church and let the people, we have to reach out for our sisters and brothers. We don't reach out. The European ain't reaching out. We have to reach out for them. This is Bishop X. I want you to get ready for a financial breakthrough. Lisa, Sam, get ready. Annetta, get ready for a financial breakthrough. My prophecy was hurricanes coming back to back. Hurricane coming. Disasters coming. All over the world, things are happening. Have you asked the question why? Unfaithful to God. That's what happened. People is unfaithful to God and not listening to what God have to say. Understand, we see Abraham blessed by the faith, so
We got people to be seated, but they want to come in here to our vibration. to where you might be a supplier. Say the word supplier. If you got seed, you have to sow them. Some of you ain't never sold over a dollar. Come out $10, come out $1,000, $2,000. If you got the need, you plant the seed. If you hold the money, and God wants what you want. You say, well, I can give this to God. No, he don't want something you're going to throw away. He wants you to give the best. I'm planting this seed in good soil. And I'm going to pray that this year, 27 people, if you plant your seed of $1,000 in June, July, August, is a turnaround for you, and you're going to be rich. And what I mean by that, you will never have lack. And if you just have faith and go in the spirit room, you'll open up that key where you will be rich with money. You might not have nothing now, but you said you make a vow. I'm gonna seed $1,000 to this ministry, and I'm gonna wait on God. And if you see Philippians 4:13, if you begin to see, God will make sure that whatever you need will happen. What I like about Master Musa, he was the richest man in the world. But he was the most important man that sold seed all over the world. He had 1,000 of camels, 1,000 of slaves. And when he moved, a whole city moved. 10,000 camels, 100,000 people with gold. And when he walked into a city, he planted seed to everybody.
Quite a bit of the region, including some parts of the Sahara Desert, so you can can imagine his kingdom was rich, and with that land and wealth. Everyone started to learn about him. Fast forward hundreds of years into 2018, and we still remember him. Other than Napoleon, Julius Caesar, or Alexander the Great, there are not many men out there that conquered so many cities. Number three, he found...
1921 and 22, we still talking about Master Musa made the first college, the first university. A black man set up the first university, the richest man in the world. So I want to say to you, black man, you are able to get what you want. So I want to tell you, get ready for to be a millionaire. Get ready to be able to be a supply house. Whatever you want to do, you can do. Whatever you put your mind to, it can happen quick, fast, in a hurry for you. If you just understand that the God in you gives you the ability to do that. And I pray for you. Let me pray now. Father God, right now, the spirit of Master Musa, the spirit of him that touched these people, that those that want to be millionaires, the angel, that his spirit will encompass them that will see. He was a giver. He seeded. And if you seed, whatever you want, you're getting the harvest going to come quick, fast, and in a hurry. Billion flow.
Other than Napoleon, Julius Caesar, or Alexander the Great, there are not many men out there that conquered so many cities. Number three, he founded the first university in the region. As we mentioned before, Mansa Musa was not your typical emperor. He made sure that his kingdom was prosperous, safe, and large. He was an avid Islamic believer, but at the same time, a promoter for education and learning. In his travels and battles, he learned the importance of development and innovation, so he founded the first university in Timbuktu. He started huge building programs for raising mosques and madrasas, educational institutions in Arab that climaxed with the building of the university at Sankor, where they brought in jurists, astronomers, and mathematicians, as well as Islamic professors. The university became a center of learning and art, with Muslim students coming from around Africa and the Middle East. They had the largest collection
of revelation knowledge. Those that will write me, I'm going to send you a financial covenant that with Master Musa that will be a blessing for you. And your seed will outgrow your need. I'm going to do that right now. Those that write me, you have to write me. My post office box, 28, my post office box, I want you to write me because I want you to receive the letter of financial covenant letter. I am the spirit of Master Musa. Musa Master will be down that letter for you. And I want you to receive what I got for you, and it'll work. I'm going to write his name right here on this letter. And when you read that name and call that name out, what you want, it's going to be a spirit that will overtake you and make you a millionaire. Yes, a millionaire. And his spirit will be with you. Now, I'm saying that his spirit will open up a door for you quick, fast, and in a hurry. And when his spirit opens up the door for you, you're able to help somebody else if you just seed what you need to seed. I want to get this letter to you, Mary, and everybody that call, I want to get it to you. St. Luke 6:38. I want to get this to you. And I want this to be overflow for you. This man, spirit, I want to invoke his spirit on this letter. And whatever you need, I want to set to the next level. And I want to let you know, shake down, press together, running over, that I'm going to give to you quick, fast, in the hurry. I want to get this letter to you where it can be a blessing for those that wanted. This is a financial covenant. And I want you to be able to reach this financial covenant where whatever you need, God will give it to you by seeing the $1 trillion flow. Let me say it again, the $1 trillion flow. And I want right now that as you receive this letter, this financial covenant that I'm going to send out to you, it's going to be a blessing to them that touch it. Then I'm going to pray over it and send it to you. But you got to call Mr. Bishop Miller to me. And I want you to know, every door that closed in 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, this century, you will be rich. And I, Father God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, God, that moved over Master Musa, the same God. God, these people that would like to walk with us, but that want to feed the hungry, build hospitals and buildings in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Of books in Africa since the Library of Alexandria burned, with over 1 million manuscripts and the capacity of housing 25,000 students. Number 4, his empire was the largest gold producer in the world. With great knowledge and power comes great fortune. The Mali Empire had a huge advantage of riding along the Niger River and the Niger Delta. Every successful empire started out with a good river because water means life, food, and trade. That's exactly what they did to prosper. They traded salt and gold to others while growing crops and sustaining life. By the time he became the emperor of Mali and began conquering more and more territories, more and more people had already heard about him and his kingdom. With a good location and opening up to the Atlantic Ocean, they managed to turn Mali into one of the biggest trading regions in the world. They were selling gold and salt at a time where Europe was struggling to obtain and hold both of them. Opportunity surely was their best weapon. Number 5, he became the richest man to ever live with a net worth of over $400 billion. Trading with gold and owning so much land made Mansa Musa the richest emperor of the Mali Empire and the richest man that ever lived. His wealth is estimated to have been around $400 billion, which is 4 times the net worth of Jeff Bezos, the richest man today. Some people consider him the richest man in the world because most sources from that time ranked him that way. We'll never precisely know if he was really that rich or not. It's kind of impossible. Keeping in mind all the
achievements. Master Musa was a trillionaire, trillions and trillions. And many people he changed, and many business. He made millionaires. He made trillionaires. He turned cities into gold, and silver, and salt. The richest man in the world was a black man from Africa. I just want to say that to you. So, this give you heads up. And when I said this give you heads up,
I want to say this tonight. I want you to be involved with praying for the people in Haiti. The ambassador to Haiti quit because he said he'd never seen the evil that white folks perpetuate on black folks. They sent 2 plane loads back to Haiti to what? No hospital, no nothing. Think about it. You got somewhere to lay your head tonight. You know, you got somewhere to eat. But this same country, this same, send all those people back. They didn't send the Indian back. They didn't send the Mexican back. They didn't send the other Indians back. But because of the color of the skin, what you talking about, bitch? Black folks is the richest folks in the world and don't know it. Africa got all the silver, all the gold, all the diamonds. but the poorest people in the world is there because they've been exploited. God is going to turn this thing around. You know, Biden might be a one-time president because I'm holding him to what he said nothing about. Talk about everything else, but he didn't talk about the Haitians. And he knew it when he was talking about going over there. And what they did in 20 years, they $6 trillion they spent in 20 years over there in a foreign country. They left tanks, they left trucks, airplanes, and all kind of guns and ammunition over there. They won't drop a dime over to Haiti. Why? Because the color of their skin. I want you tonight to ask your pastor, will he accept a Haiti, a Haitian? I want to ask you, you might have 5 kids, one more would be your blessing. You say, how can I adopt? Somebody need to call Washington. How can I adopt a Haitian family? We have to wake up, black folks. We got to stop being selfish and stop trying to run behind the European. He ain't care. If he had a care, he wouldn't have sent them people back to Haiti. Ain't no hospitals there, no running water, nowhere to sleep. The town all tore up. People is not living there now. That's where they leaving, going to other countries.
I'm talking about financial covenant. With this financial covenant, I'm able to give to the needy. I'm able to help. And I want you to receive the financial covenant. And with the financial covenant, I want you to receive the Ten Commandments. And with the financial covenant, I want you also to receive the whole story, the key that will open up life. Expect a miracle. The seed of Abraham. We will be doing that.
The journey. Don't forget the journey. Don't forget the journey.
You guys understand, we just see Abraham blessing out of favor, so we got to see what we are seeding for. And what's coming into our vibration. When Abram was 99 years old, go ahead on.
When Abram was 99 years old, the Lord appeared to him and said, I am God Almighty. Walk before me faithfully and be blameless. Then I will make my covenant between me and you and will greatly increase your numbers. Abram fell face down and God said to him, as for me, this is my covenant with you. You will be the father of many nations. No longer will you be called Abram.
Name change.
For I have made you a father of many nations.
Name change. He's getting ready to carry him through a change. His name was Abram, but he's going to change his name to Abraham. Sometimes you have to change your route in order to be rich. You have to see to where you don't understand. A lot of people don't understand. When you got a need, you plant a seed. And then when the harvest comes, you got to be ready to receive whatever the harvest gives you. Read on.
I will make you very fruitful. I will make nations of you, and kings will come from you. I will establish my covenant as an everlasting covenant between me and you and your descendants after you for the generations to come to be your God and the God of your descendants after you. The whole land of Canaan, where you now reside as a foreigner, I will give you as an everlasting possession to you.
God said to, I'm going to change your name, and then I'm going to give you some land, and I'm going to make your seed great. Now, what that really means is that when you get ready to do something, you seed it and you go with faith in God, so you're going to make it great. That means house, car, home, whatever you got, you can get more because you have to walk with God. The Bible that he walked before God and he was perfect and he fell down and God name changed. He said, what do you mean name change? Sometimes you got to change your friends. You got to change what's around you negative. Negative stuff, you got to leave alone. If it's sister, brother, husband, wife, if they're negative, You can't make nothing negative. See, Master Musa, he was already rich. But everywhere he went, he ceded to everybody. He ceded to cities, country. So what the Bible saying here, that I'm going to change your name. What do you mean change your name? I'm changing your thought. I'm changing the way you think. Changing the way. Sometimes you got to rearrange your house. You don't rest in your house. Sometimes you got to get rid of the car, the truck you got, to get something different. Because you got to make a change. And once you make that change, something new, exciting to happen for you, your business, your success, whatever you need, God got to. He was saying, I'm gonna seed to you. I'm going to put into you everything that you need. And he said, I'm going to change your thought. You got to change your thought. You got to be positive. You got to say, all is well. I'm healed. Whatever I need, God got it, and I got it. I'm going to change because I'm going to get it. Sometimes you change your route. Read on.
I will give as an everlasting possession to you and your descendants after you, and I will be their God. Then God said to Abraham, as for you, you must keep my covenant, you and your descendants after you for the generation to
come. Now, I'll start right there. He said, you must keep the prayer that I give you. You must keep the anointing that I've got on you. I ain't giving it to everybody. I'm giving it to those that are anointed. I'm giving it to those that you are the seed of Abraham, blessing highly favored. You are the seed of Abraham, blessing highly favored. And I want to say this him. You name it, you claim it, you break the back of poverty. You break the back of sickness. You break the back of negativity because you're the seed of Abraham and what God promised Abraham, Abraham did. So it falls to me and you. Whatever God promised Abraham is for you. All the riches, all the land. All that you need, your healing, your deliverance is right there. Where is that? It's in the spirit realm. You got to pray and call it down. Once you call it down, you got it. Whatever you need, I don't care if you say, well, Ron Buffett is rich. No, he know how to call it down. You got people, don't amen Christian. They call down. Master Musa was a Muslim, but he understand the law. Once you understand the law of healing, the law of being successful, the law of reaping and sowing, I don't care where you're at, any city, you're going to be blessed. And you got to have people around you that you can teach the law. If you can't teach them the law, you got to leave them alone. If they don't understand the law of for God so loved the world, he gave it only God's son, they don't understand the law of healing, the law of success, the law of reaping and sowing, the law of moving evil out the way. And what God is telling Abraham, I'm going to bless your seed. Even after you've gone, I'm going to give you something that they can give to their children. And it's already there. You ain't got to go labor for it. You ain't got to go toss. It's there. Name it, claim it, it's yours. But where is that? It's in the spirit realm. Where is that? You got to pull it out of the spirit realm. Once you pull it out, it become yours. Read on.
This is my covenant with you and your descendants after you, the covenant you are to keep. Every male among you shall be circumcised.
Now, what he was saying, every male and got to be cleansed. And they got to get it in the right way to be.
Where it produced a crop, a hundred, 60 or 30 times what was sown. Whoever has ears, let him hear.
Got ears to hear the truth, and the truth will set you free. St. Matthew 6:33, read that. In St. Matthew 6:33, it means that you got to get ready for God to give you that special blessing that you've been asking for.
As well.
Read that again.
But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness. And all these things will be given to you as well.
Now, the thing is the other stuff. Once you seek the wisdom of God, you walk like a queen. You walk like a king. All the stuff you name, you can have because you walk in the anointing of the Holy Ghost. And what's wrong with people? They go to church all the time. They don't walk in the anointing. They listen to the preacher, but they ain't listen to the anointing. The anointing of the Holy Ghost will heal body, mind, soul, and spirit. And what the other stuff you want, you can have it quick, fast, and in a hurry. So some people don't understand that. And they walked around lost and don't know why they're in poverty. Because this will free you up from poverty. Break the yoke of poverty. Break the yoke of homelessness. Break the yoke of sickness. This will do it. You redeem from the curse of the devil.
For he is good. His love endures forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord tell their story. Don't he redeem from the hand of the foe. Don't he gather from the land, from east and west, from north and south. Some wandered in desert wasteland, finding no way to a city where they could settle.
You've been redeemed from sickness, poverty. You've been redeemed. So you are, you got to say, I'm redeemed by God. God brought me out of jail. He brought me out of poverty. He brought me out of sickness. I'm with cancer. You got to say, I'm redeemed from all that is evil, does all is negative. Once you claim redeemed, the angels, the Michael, all the archangels and the saints will come at you because you're redeemed. But you got to know you to see Abraham blessed and Isaac and redeemed from the curse of the devil, the curse of the tree. You redeemed because the price was paid on the cross. When Jesus said it is finished, you redeemed from the curse of poverty, sickness, blindness. But if you don't know that, you still reckon. You got to say, I'm redeemed from this negativity. I'm redeemed from being poor. I'm redeemed from being all upset. I'm redeemed from my mind being confused because I claim healing. I claim a breakthrough. I claim the anointing of the Holy Ghost, body, mind, soul, and spirit. I want to tell you, you are a redeemer. You got to say, I'm redeemed from the curse of death. I'm redeemed from the curse of sickness. I'm redeemed from the curse of poverty. I am a redeemer. Lord, hallelujah. And the angels walk with me, and God and his saints walk with me. And the God in me said, I'm redeemed from every negativity in the world. I'm redeemed. Once you know that, you're a different man. You're a different woman. Because you say, I'm redeemed. Whatever you're talking about, I'm redeemed from that. That curse, that lie, I'm redeemed from that. That sickness, that poverty, I'm redeemed from all of that. So you got to pull yourself out of that, man. Woman, you got to pull yourself out of that. Wait a minute. That ain't me. That's you. I'm redeemed from that. I'm better than that. I'm at the top of the mountain, and you at the bottom. Psalms 119 is the psalm that calls the angels and invoke the angels to your problem if it's healing. See, wherever you're at around the world, God sent his angel, or you want to call his spirit, to guide all of us when we walk in the anointing of God. Moses, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Solomon, they all of them walk in the anointing of God, and the angel always was there with them that guided them, that brought them to another level. And that level, the angel brought them into new prosperity, brought them in newness, and brought them in a new dose. And the angels always open up a new dose and a new situation. So as you read 119, 119 to the 21st verse, and it's going to show you, you can read that now. Begin to read that, Psalms 119. You need to write this stuff down where you can have it, where you can begin to invoke what you need. Okay. To get rid of, you can read that now.
Blessed are those whose ways are blameless, who walk according to the law of the Lord. Blessed are those who keep his statutes and seek him with all their heart. They do no wrong but follow his ways. You have laid down precepts that are to be fully obeyed. Oh, that my ways were steadfast in obeying your decrees. Then I would not be put to shame when I consider all your commands. I will praise you with an upright heart as I learn your righteous law. I will obey your decree. Do not utterly forsake me. How can a young person stay on the path of purity? By living according to your word. I seek you with all my heart. Do not let me stray from your command. I have hidden your word in my heart that I might not sin against you.
Amen.
Praise be to you, Lord. Teach me your decree. With my lips I recount all the laws that come from your mouth. I rejoice in following your statutes as one rejoices in great riches. I meditate on your precepts and consider your ways. I delight in your decrees. I will not neglect your word. Be good to your servant while I live that I may obey your word. Open my eyes that I may see wonderful things in your law. I am a stranger on earth. Do not hide your commands from me. My soul is consumed with longing for your law at all times. You rebuke the arrogant who are accursed. Those who stray from your commands.
See, when you get ready now, what I'm saying tonight, you're getting ready for God to come in and send his army, send his angels. See, when Ezekiel's in the valley of dry bones, his army raised up, which the angels had to come to resurrect dry bones. People that lost their mind, have lost their sight, they're on drugs and dope. But the whole story of Ezekiel was saying, Lord, I know it because I can't do it. These people out of control. Just like in 2022, people out of control. But only the angels and those that read these scriptures can have a sight to see the flood, the storm, the tornado. I'm going to take this time out to talk about the angels going to come. And I'm going to prophesy this to people that are listening. Down in Florida, there will be hurricanes, 7 of them. That's deadly. Over in Las Vegas, you're going to have the Lake Mead going to dry up to the scared people. And we're not talking about California, Oakland, California, Los Angeles. They're going to have a thing where they can't wash their cars. This is going to happen now. Here in the Midwest, we're going to have a drought here in the Midwest for about 2 months. And I want to tell you out in the south, we're going to have floods back to back. By the time the floods leave down south, the floods going to come and again up in the Midwest. So God is turning this thing upside down all the way around. You can say global warming, what you want. It's God with people disobedient to God. And you got to understand, it's a divine law. Man must obey God. All the silver, all the gold don't mean nothing if you're not going with God. And that's the important thing. I'm going to prophesy that, and it's coming true. And when you write it down where you have it, you know it. God want to make you a supply house. Philippians 4:19, and I'll read Philippians 4:19 for me. As she gets Philippians 4:19, God want to make you. Yes, you. You say, well, I ain't never had, you ain't got to have nothing. And God reached out and got Abram. Abram was over in Egypt. God got him to change the name to Abraham. Make your father in the name. God going to make you somebody when you reach out and obey God. What's wrong, man? You want to obey man. You want to obey. You got to obey God. You got to let everything go and say, God, what you have me to do? God want to use you, your children, your family. And he want to do it quick, fast, and in earth. You got that scripture right now. And
my God will meet all your needs according to the riches of his glory in Christ Jesus.
God will meet all your needs. I want to break that down. He want to make you a supply house. He want to make people come to you saying, I need it. He don't want you to be the barrier. He don't want you to be the one to go to somebody needs something. You can lend it. He going to make you say, well, I got the bar. No, you ain't got the bar. He said, I'm going to make you a supply. Philippians 4:19, I'm going to make it where people coming to you for help. They come to you for healing. They come to you for housing. They come to you for their mind. God, but you got to shake the dust off of your feet. You got to shake the negativity that's on your face, on your feet. You can make it if you strive for what you want. Now, St. Luke 6:38. Let's get that. Now, I want you to see, or if you got a need, you plant a seed. When you plant that seed, see the widow woman, and she defined that the widow woman didn't have nothing. She had 2 whole cakes. She told the prophet, I'm going to eat this, I'm going to die. when the, she didn't know the prophet had some angels with him. The prophet had a host of angels with him. They want to know, did she say the right thing? She said, I'm going to eat this and die. The prophet did not give it to me. He should have said, give it to us. Because there was more people there. So she started out feeding the prophet and the angels that were there. By her being obedient, prophet ate that whole cake. She began to feed the community. She seeded all that she had. By her seeding what she had, the oil came from the bottom of the meal cup. She fed the whole community, fed the whole nation by being obedient to God. St. Luke.
Pressed down, shaken together, and running over will be poured into your lap. So with the measure you use, it will be measured to you.
Now, if you just give, shake down, press and hurt it. But you got to know that God's going to give it to you, and you got to expect the miracle. As you expect.
Send an angel ahead of you to guard you along the way and to bring you to the place I have prepared.
Glory. I'm sending an angel. You got to listen to him. Read it on.
Listen to him and listen to what he says. Do not rebel against him. He will not forgive your rebellion. Since my name is in him. If you listen carefully to what he says and do all that I say, I will be an enemy to your enemies and will oppose those who oppose you.
Now, what he's saying, that if you just obey the angel, if you obey the angel, whatever you need, God going to give it to you quick, fast, and in a hurry. And when God give it to you, can't nobody stop you from what God got for you. So the angel, Michael, Raphael, Fabio, and all the archangels, the host of angels, coming to your rescue, man. Moment, come here now, not tomorrow, right now, I claim your healing. Right now, I claim your breakthrough. Right now, I claim that your mind, cancer, TB, tuberculosis, cataract, tumor, high blood, low blood sugar, you are healed because I invoke the angel right now. The lead angel, Michael, Raphael, the lead angel, Abaddon, the lead angel, the angel, there, we're going to stop Abaddon. The angel Metatron will come, and the angel Michael and Metatron rule the universe. By the power of the Almighty God. So I want to tell you right now, get ready for this year. Get ready for the million flow. Get ready for you to be rich. If you plant your seed, say this is my seed for me to be a rich man and rich woman, watch the harvest come. Might not come like we want it, but it's coming. If you hold to the scriptures, if you hold to the word of God, not what man got, is what God's going to give you. Going to give you a new route. Going to give you a new day.